A former senior executive at Italy's biggest bank says the European debt crisis is the result of a rotten culture in the banks that encourages excessive risk-taking. Jonathan Sugarman was the head of risk management at the Dublin office of Italy's UniCredit. In his first interview since leaving the bank, he told the ABC's Foreign Correspondent Programme that he was forced to resign after his chief executive consistently asked him to break the law. Here's Europe correspondent Emma Alberici.
It was 2007 when the New York Times dubbed Dublin the Wild West of European finance. By then, all the biggest banks in Europe had moved their headquarters to the Irish Financial Services Centre. Lured by the lowest corporate tax rates in the English-speaking world, foreign banks found something else attractive about the place too. It had developed a reputation for light-touch regulation. Jonathan Sugarman was working for a German bank in Dublin when he was headhunted to run risk management at UniCredit's Dublin office. The Italian bank had a $50 billion operation in Ireland.
As a bank, we have a licence to operate as a bank, which is very much like a driving licence. It says this is the speed you can go, this is what you can do, and you have to operate within these limits. And it was my job to make sure that that was done every day.
Risk managers are required by law to keep assets and cash in reserve, equivalent to 90% of the bank's liabilities. The rules are clear. The bank could, on occasion, drop to 89%, but any lower than that, and a report must be filed with the regulator. But within months of his arrival, Jonathan Sugarman noticed that UniCredit Dublin had cover of just 70%, 20 times less than what was allowed. For 6 weeks, his chief executive kept telling him not to worry, but he was worried, so he resigned.
We were breaking the law, and it was my name on the reports day in, day out. Under the eyes of the law, I'm the person responsible to make sure that we kept within our speed limit, and we went way beyond our speed limit, and the law was very clear. I could face 5 years in prison for doing that, and I just didn't want to go to prison.
How certain are you that UniCredit broke the law while you were there?
100% certain. To use the Irish expression, to be sure, that is why I brought in this London-based IT company, whereas the permissible deviation was 1%. They rang me up one evening, soon after they tied into our systems, linked into our systems, and said your breach is actually 40%.
40.
40.
12 months after Jonathan Sugarman told the regulator that his bank in Dublin was running low on cash, the entire Irish banking system was on its knees begging for a bailout. Five banks asked for €50 billion just to keep their doors open. Last year, Irish MP David Norris raised the UniCredit matter in the Irish Parliament.
This is a grossly serious matter, and it has been reported to the financial regulator. A man has lost his job as a result. He honourably resigned, and the degree of breach was 40 times the accepted margin. This is a disaster.
Even after this, the regulator failed to act. In a letter to the ABC, the central bank said it was still examining allegations first brought to it by Jonathan Sugarman 4 years ago.
I left the bank's offices. I walked down to the regulator's office. I wasn't going to leave it to anyone to deliver it but myself, and nothing happens. That is like walking to a police station with a knife with blood on it and say, I've just killed someone, and you expect the police to say, well, where's the body, where's the person, what have you done? And they just say, fine, just don't do it again. And that left me dumbfounded.
UniCredit posted a record third quarter loss overnight of $15 billion. The Italian government's debt problems are weighing heavily on the country's biggest bank. This is Emma Alberici reporting for AM.
The full report on that story can be seen on Foreign Correspondent tonight on ABC1 at 8 o'clock.